Power management under a burnout is essential for getting most out of the battery. In this regard, Humanware has created a what I call a console, which allows you to see the characteristics of burnout's battery. It is called Support Information Mode, and in this podcast, I'll be a tour guide, giving you access to features that are available on Support Information Mode. Support Information Mode is a power management console, I call it. It allows you to see the power that is being drawn from the battery, temperature, amperage of the battery, and whether the gauge has been calibrated, whether it needs to be calibrated, and it allows you to initiate what's called battery calibration, which I will talk about in a moment. Burnout supports a range of battery monitoring features such as voltage, temperature, and power. Before I go on, I'll give you the technical information about the battery that is being used. The Burnout Classic and Empower uses nickel metal hydride. The Classic default value for Classic is 33,792. Actually, in technical terms, it's 33,904. On the Burnout Empower, it is 1800 milliamp, or in some cases, 1650 milliamp. The Burnout PK uses lithium ion batteries. Since the battery gauge is measured in voltage on the Burnout PK, the battery monitoring may jump from certain percent to other percent very quickly, even though the burnout battery on the PK is longer than that of Classic or Empower. I have a burnout Empower that we use in this demonstration, and what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up Support Information Console. I'll go to Options menu, Space with O or Function O and QT.
Options menu.
Then I'll go to Support Information Mode, I Cord, Space I or Read I on the QT.
Support Information Mode.
Support Information Mode. This is the window that you want to land on. Support Information Mode has various commands for battery monitoring, which are all letters of the alphabet plus undocumented I code command or read I command, which will tell you the RAM amount. And from now on, I'm going to describe to you what those commands are, and I'll try my best to point out differences between the Classic, Empower, and PK. PK does not have all the commands that are found in Empower. The Classic has some slight different reading than Empower. Whenever I say Burnout, it refers to all Burnout models. This also includes voice notes. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press each letter of the alphabet, and I'll try my best to explain what those things are. The first command is A. If I press A, you will hear the following.
Gauge is accurate. Error. ±2%.
If you press A on PK, if it doesn't say anything, that means it's not supported. Display says gauge is accurate. Error ±2%. This allows you to see whether the gauge chip is accurate or not. It will give a percentage of inaccuracies. This percentage may vary. The default value is 2%, which is safe. From time to time, Burnout will inform you that the gauge is inaccurate, and it will tell you to calibrate your battery. Or in some rare cases, it will say the gauge is not accurate enough to give a percentage reading, which means the gauge is too inaccurate, which the only solution is to recalibrate your battery. I'll press B and see what happens.
Battery has been charging for 3 hours, 5 minutes. Started today at 4:39 p.m.
This battery charge. This allows you to see the how long battery has been recharged. This might also say battery has been charging since key stop started, like something like that. This key stop thingy refers to reset that you performed while the battery AC adapter is connected. What I'm going to do is I'm going to press C to see the nominal available charge. This is the value that will change as a battery drains or a battery is recharged.
Nominal available charge, 1,469.
Because my percentage is 100%, it is now at 1,469. If I have unplugged my AC adapter, it might have steadily gone down. The value goes down as the battery drains and value goes up when the battery is being charged. I'll press D and see what happens.
Last measured discharge, 1,469. Design capacity, 1,650.
This value may vary. The higher the value, the longer the battery power. First it said last measured charge. This is the charge that was obtained when you last recalibrated your battery. Recalibration is the total discharge and then recharge of the battery. This is called battery test cycle. So when you completely discharge a battery, it will update the battery gauge to reflect the current power that was obtained when you discharge a battery. It will steadily drop up, and after a year, it will be so low that you need to replace your battery. My battery just design capacity is 1650. In some amp powers, it will say 1800s. It's because of chip design. There was an issue that's brought up on the burner list a few months ago that there was a complaint about the quick drain of battery, and HumanWare has fixed it with a hardware modification. The 800 battery uses hardware version C2, and the 1650 battery uses hardware version C6S. On the Bruno Classic, it is the default value is 33,904, and the C and D value changes by 256. If you want to find out more about the end of charge information, I'll press E and I'll show you what happens.
Recalibration voltage, 7 volts. Battery critical voltage, 6.85 volts. Switch off voltage, 6.5 volts.
This gave a couple things. On the classic, it should have said end of discharge voltage at 1.08 volts. The recalibration voltage is 7 volts. When the battery reaches 7 volts, it will think that the battery is being recalibrated. The critical voltage is 6.85 volts. When the battery voltage reaches 6.85 volts, it will display critical voltage. 6.5 volts. This, when the battery reaches 6.5 volts in voltage, it will turn itself off. There is a chip on the battery that measures the voltage. When the voltage reaches a certain value, it will tell the operating system to do the following. For example, if the voltage reaches 6.85 volts, it will tell OS that the battery is critical. I am skipping F, G, and H commands because they're related to power recalibration. For inaccurate count and how many times you charge or discharge a battery, I'll press I.
Battery cycle count, 144.
One cycle equals one discharge followed by a recharge. This allows you to see how many times that you've drained your battery and then recharged it. To see how many amperage of power is being drawn at the moment, I'll press J.
Average current, 3 milliamps. Instantaneous current, 0 milliamps.
This is because it's in trickle charge. There are two modes of charges. If it says negative number, that means it is being drained. if it says some positive number around 900 something, it is being fast charged. Fast charge is a charging mode that charges the battery at a faster rate. If it's a value is like a 3 milliamps, 0 milliamps, as in my case, it is doing trickle charge. Trickle charge is a charge method that although the battery is being charged, it will charge it in a way that battery will think it is discharging. It's like an equilibrium. Decay will be skipped because of its nature. I'll press L.
No information about the last discharge is available.
Last discharge will allow you to see the last battery calibration report. It'll go away when you press reset. If I press M, you'll hear the following.
Battery isolation on. Support information mode.
Battery isolation, this will isolate the battery, so it is only using the AC power. If the battery is being used, then it will use battery and isolation will be turned off. This is why isolation is requires AC power.
Battery isolation off. Support information mode.
And an O or not there, so I'll press P to find out battery percentage.
Battery level 100%. Support information mode.
This will allow you to see the battery level. It's just like O core P. Options, then power and battery status command. If I press S, it'll give you
fast charging.
Even though it's trickle charging, it says fast charging. This will allow you to see the what battery is doing. It'll either say discharging, which means the battery is being drained, fast charging, which is the battery is being charged at a faster rate, or trickle charging, where a battery is being charged but in a slow rate, in an equal amount of battery power is being drained to keep the battery at equilibrium. If I press T, it will give me temperature.
The battery temperature is 40.5 degrees C.
The classic would have said something like between 20 to 30 degrees C, between 30 to 40 degrees C, etc. It is measured in Celsius. The Brawner M Powers battery is more accurate at reporting battery temperature. There's a phenomenon on the Brawner battery management that in some cases battery charge will terminate at something around 95%. This is because of the temperature. On the Brawner M Power, if you feel the space right above the USB client port to the left of the CF slot, you'll notice that the battery gets hot. When this portion gets too hot, then it will refuse to charge it, which is around 50 degrees Celsius. What you need to do is you have to disconnect the AC power for about 10 minutes and then reconnect again. This remedy solves the problem. If you want to view the voltage reading, you have to press V.
Battery voltage, 9.34 volts.
9.34 volts, which was, this is the voltage reading of the battery. This will change as the battery is being drained. Now I want to describe some of the various recalibration options. If you press F, you'll hear the following.
Battery recalibration. Flash disk log. I'm charging up my battery. Initial charge.
This is a battery recalibration with flash disk log. The battery calibration log is saved as serial number battery cycle log number.txt, where the serial number is the serial number of a unit and the cycle is the number of cycles that battery has gone. For example, if my serial number is 55 and it has going through the first cycle, it will look like 55 battery cycle 1.txt. I'll press escape.
Exit. Support information mode.
Equal. This file is saved under non or root directory of flash disk. If I press G, you will hear the following.
Battery recalibration with log. I'm charging up my battery. Initial charge.
Same as flash disk log, but it will save it in the root or non directory of Keysoft system disk.
Exit. Support information mode.
If I press K, you will hear.
battery recalibration with Garmin Charge. I'm charging up my battery. Initial charge.
This is the method that I do not recommend, nor the method that HumanWear recommends. A 4-minute charge means that it'll discharge the battery and then it will recharge it in a slow rate for about 16 hours. And then it'll stop. This may lead to malfunction battery. I'll press exit.
Exit. Support information mode.
If you press R, this is the regular discharge, regular recalibration with no attributes.
Battery recalibration. I'm charging up my battery. Initial charge.
This does not save logs nor apply special conditions.
Exit. Support information mode.
This is the F command in classic Project 6.11. I don't know what's going on with 7.2 and stuff. If you press W, you'll hear the following.
Battery recalibration with deep discharge. I'm charging up my battery. Initial charge.
Deep discharge, it'll discharge a battery until a certain volt, like 6.5 volts. Again, this is a method that I do not recommend nor the recommended method by HumanWear. This is useful for testing battery characteristics.
Exit. Support information mode.
If you press Y, you'll hear one more thing.
Battery recalibration with continuous cycle. I'm charging up my battery. Initial charge.
This is useful if you want to find out how the battery behaves after continuous cycle. Useful for HumanWear staff if they want to find out more about battery characteristics, but not for general consumer use. This is the, not the recommendation that I recommend, nor the recommendation recommended by HumanWear.
Exit. Support information mode.
If you press Z, you hear the following.
Partial charge / discharge test. I'm charging up my battery. Initial charge.
What it'll do is it'll charge and discharge a battery. It'll partially charge a battery and then it'll partially discharge it and charge it again.
Exit. Support information mode.
Technically, there are three more commands that I would like to show you. The first of them is H, which is a hibernation mode. If you enable this, the next time you turn off your Inferno, it'll enter hibernation mode. Meaning that the output will be the same as if the Inferno has been turned off. The only way to wake up the Inferno after hibernation is to switch on the Inferno. Nothing responds, but then you need to perform service reset, which can perform reset and record button simultaneously. Then it'll wake up your Inferno, and then you need to reset your time and date, etc. If I press H, you'll hear the following message.
Do you want to put your unit in deep sleep mode? This will erase the RAM content, and the unit will only be woken up with a press on the reset button.
If I press H core, you'll hear the following.
To put your unit in deep sleep mode now, press Y. To cancel and go back, press N. The content of the RAM. Exit. Support information mode.
E core automatically says no to the prompt. This is pretty useful if you want to store your Inferno for more than 2 or 3 weeks. And there's a specific command for recalibrating the Braille display, and it's only available for Braille note models, not voice notes. If I press X, you'll see a funny thing.
Exercise the Braille display.
The Braille display is showing funny letters. If you want to speed up the recalibration of the Braille display, you will press Alt or Thumb key. To slow it down, you'll press the left thumb key. To pause it, you'll press Enter. And to start over again, you press Enter again. This test is useful if you want to find out what cell is causing problem and if you need to clean your unit. To clean your unit, you would let the Inferno do the exercise until all dots are popped up. Then press Enter when all dots are popped up. Use a soft damp cloth to clean your Inferno display. And then press Enter it. And when all dots are down, press Enter again quickly. Wipe it again and press Enter. And When all that's are turned up, you press enter again, it will wipe it with a clean, non-moisturized cloth. That's the right method that I use to clean up my roller display. You should do that at least once a week.
Support information mode.
There's one more thing that is crucial for finding out memory information. If you want to find out more about the memory amount that is being used, you press I-Cord or read with I.
Program memory used 9,148K, allocated 32,064K, storage memory used 2,308K, allocated 32,064K, total RAM 64,128K, support information mode.
This will vary from product to product. On the classic, it should say 15,808 for total RAM. On the PK, it should say 40,064. On the Brawn Empire, it says 64,128. The program memory refers to actual RAM. The storage memory refers to key subsystem disk, which is part of RAM. The allocated is the total RAM that can be used. The used is the memory that is being used. This command is useful if you want to find out more about memory status that's being used, and is used for troubleshoot memory related problems. So that is the tour of support information mode. You can always refer to user guide for more information. You can contact me by various ways. You can contact me by email at josephjyceph_lee22590@yahoo.com or joseph.lee22590@gmail.com or joseph.lee22590@blindsea.com. I hope you enjoyed your podcast.